Bona tarda. Bona tarda, moltes gràcies per acompanyar-nos a la presentació de l'obra de Bushra Khalili, Garden Conversation. Després de la projecció us proposarem, i us presento, aprofito per presentar-vos a l'artista, després de la projecció de la pel·lícula, que dura 16 minuts, proposarem una conversa amb l'artista i amb vosaltres, evidentment, i després d'aquesta conversa es tornarà a projectar la pel·lícula per qui la volgués tornar a veure o per qui hagués arribat una miqueta tard. Després també d'aquesta conversa us proposem de retrobar-nos a fora amb una copa o un cafè per qui vulgui continuar aquesta conversa d'una manera més informal. Bushra Khalili és artista i utilitza el llenguatge del cinema fonamentalment. Ha mostrat la seva obra en nombrosos museus, festivals i contextos arreu del món. Fa pocs anys també va rebre a Barcelona una distinció del Premi Loop i actualment presenta una exposició individual al Palais de Tokyo a París, que és la publicació que porto a la mà i a la qual també ens referirem després de la conversa. Res més, únicament una pregunta que us he de fer és que si preferiu que la conversa que fem després sigui en francès o en anglès. Hi haurà traducció simultània de qualsevol d'aquestes dues llengües, però és per nosaltres, per situar-nos mentalment. Anglès? Perfecte. Gràcies.
Sí. Yeah, just a few words, and I won't say too many things about this piece. I guess it can be also pretty interesting to keep some material to discuss afterwards. But I just would like to thank you for being here tonight, and I would like also to extend my warmest thanks to Bartomeu for his very kind invitation. I'm extremely honored to present this film here in at Magba, which is an institution I admire a lot, and see you afterwards.
Okay. I saw Garden Conversation for the first time when it was probably first screened in Dubai 2 years ago.
March 2014.
Yeah, and I thought that it was it would be important to show it here, since the film reminds us that the processes of independence of countries in the second half of the 20th century was in general linked to a revolutionary project, and that that characteristic was in high contrast with the processes of or the discourses around independence in the early 21st century. But what brought you to the to decide to work around this theme, and precisely about the figures of Abdelkrim el-Khattabi and Che Guevara?
Well, there are actually several reasons. Maybe the very first one is that maybe for people who know very well my work, it can be surprising to see me producing this kind of work. But I actually see a very strong connection between my previous pieces and this one, which is basically the idea of resistance. What is resistance made of? What kind of strategies and tactics and discourses people forced to live at the margins are able to elaborate and to share. That's basically the very first reason, the disconnection to the idea of resistance. Of course, the issue of language is also a major issue in my work. and the connection to Abdelkrim al-Khattabi relies on my very long-term interest in him. Of course, because I'm from Morocco, there's a sort of special connection to him, and at the same time, what I found very interesting about him is how ultimately he is a kind of universal figure, and at the same time, how in this very specific context of northern Morocco in the early 20th century, he was able to elaborate a sort of modern thinking about what is a community, how to oppose oppression, etc., etc. So I would say those two reasons are the main ones that conducted me to develop this project.
You have in the paper accompanying this project, there is a little description of, I think Ernesto Che Guevara is very well known internationally. Abdelkrim el-Khattabi is less known, but also a very important historical figure that led the resistance against the Spanish and the French armies in the 20s, if I'm not wrong.
From 1921 to 1926, 27.
And declared also the independent Republic of the Rif during a certain short period, or at least played a very important role in those struggles. But in the film, one of the characters speaks, as mentioned, because those of us who don't speak Arabic cannot make the difference. One character speaks Moroccan Arabic, and the other speaks
Iraqi.
Iraqi. Why this difference, and what is this? What could this say within the context of an Arabic-speaking audience?
Well, actually, it was extremely interesting to witness the reaction of the audience in Dubai, for example, because a lot of viewers were Arabic speakers, but only few were Maghrebi Arabic speakers. So everything sounded extremely familiar, and particularly the Iraqi Arabic, but they were a bit, like, I won't say disturbed, but surprised. And to answer more specifically your question, I actually consider being a speaker of a sort of Creole language, and I'm very honored with that, because it's a complex language, and it also shows how much we form a sort of mixture of different culture, and this is something that one can hear in our language. But it's also a sort of wider picture of the diversity that exists in the Arab world. And for me, it was also important to make the whole picture as peculiar as possible and as somehow ambiguous.
Ça marche?
Oui. Non, yeah. Sorry for this short interruption of the sound. So the idea was also accumulating various signs of peculiarities, including from a linguistic perspective. Mm-hmm. And of course, even though the film functions at different levels, it also addresses the reality of the region at large at a very specific moment of history, mm-hmm. from its far west to its far east, and creating a connection through the language, even though technically they are not supposed to understand each other. Mm-hmm. At least she cannot understand him perfectly. Mm-hmm. Only like maybe 20% or 30%, not more than that. But because the film is also built on this hypothesis, I developed the hypothesis that even the barrier of the language felt with, mm-hmm. you know, the entering into that process of rethinking the vocation of our community and how to rebuild it and how to think of a new future, at least as a matter of discourse, as something that can be discussed.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that the one of the also very powerful images in the film is at the beginning of the third and final section. You suddenly identify where it is shot by showing just a portion of the fence that separates the two worlds, so to say, going into the sea. We still remember the images of that were distributed not long ago about the immigrants jumping the fence, and also those who died drowned in the water by trying to enter what is the let's say the space of Melilla, which is in a way one of the last colonial territories that is let's say held by European states. Why did you choose Melilla as a location to provide the context of this movie?
The very first one relies on history as a matter of fact, simply because Al-Khattabi was educated in Melilla. He worked in Melilla mostly as a journalist and a sort of teacher, but it was more complicated than that. And it's also in Melilla that he became somehow a revolutionary, and it's also where he was jailed. Mm-hmm. So the city itself was extremely important as a site of transformation of Khattabi himself. The second reason is, as I told you before, I like working with different layers, including geographically, because that site, as you described, is also a combination of different types of landscapes. And we actually filmed the piece in a very limited portion of space. There's literally 300 meters between the first sequence and the very last one. It's in exactly in the same location. But the idea was also getting progressively closer to the fence, mm-hmm. and revealing somehow all those layers that from at the beginning we got only a sense, to ultimately reach a sort of more complex picture of it, and through a combination of shots. And it also relies on editing, mm-hmm. as a practice that is one of the most specific tools for film to create geography, mm-hmm. and to create a landscape, even though it's all in the same area. And I would say that it also relies on my own connection to the filming practice, which is basing everything on a very documentary, basis or material, and then working on displacing it and revealing another side of it or bringing another perspective on it. So yes, Melilla was chosen for a very specific factual historical reason, and also because it allows to compose all those different layers and this landscape that shows somehow more than it shows in factual terms, because it also becomes ultimately a kind of metaphor. But the key is not given. You also have, as a viewer, to compose those different layers. And the composition of the landscape participate in that process.
I have a last question before opening the questions to all of you who would like to ask, which I hope you will. It's concerning your recent work. I have in my hands the catalog of your exhibition at the Palais de Tokyo, where you show new work that is somehow connected to garden conversation. Could you describe a little bit that project, which is called Foreign Office?
It's actually constructed around three pieces or three parts. One is a film, the other is a series of photographs, and the third is a silk screen print. And actually, the project is about this very specific period between 1962 and 1972, where Algiers, after the independence, became a sort of capital of the revolutionaries, hosting delegations and offices of many, many, many different movements of liberation throughout the world. as for example, the movement for the liberation of Angola or Guinea-Bissau and Cabo Verde or Mozambique or also anti-fascist groups as for example the National Liberation Front of Portugal. They were fighting Salazar from Algeria, and I was first interested in this story because as the one that described Garden Conversation, it's a story that I have always heard. I always knew about it. And at the same time, I had the feeling that it was completely forgotten. That nobody, even after 2011, nobody was interested in addressing this very specific time in the region where there was a sense of international solidarity. And when decolonization and struggle against imperialism was linked. They were linked. They were understood as part of the same utopia. So somehow I researched that history, and the film basically show a young girl and a young man sitting literally at a desk that is at the same time a sort of editing room. And they are going through that history, through the iconography of that time, literally trying to edit that story, like finding a way of editing history through orality and through gesture of editing. I'm not sure if I'm very clear here because it really relies on visuality and images and language. But somehow the film forms the core of that project. The photographs forms a sort of alternative geography of the city because I actually researched all the locations where those offices were based. And I literally took pictures of those places and what they are today and what remains of that. And basically what one can see is literally haunted spaces, totally empty, totally deserted. Again, we are also dealing with some types of metaphor, but I don't need to elaborate more on that because first, it's better to see the pictures.
Of course.
And also, you must be free to make your own interpretation. So I don't want to impose a specific interpretation of that. And the print is a map of the city, respecting the scale and every single detail. But somehow, I translated the geography of the city from the perspective of the locations of those offices and delegations and transformed it into a kind of archipelago, as if the city formed a sort of geography in itself, but from another perspective, which is, again, the one of international solidarity and envisioning it as a kind of combination of solitary islands that still are connected.
I was invited to Algiers several years ago, and the first thing that struck me is that the flying time from Barcelona to Algiers is exactly the same than the flying time from Barcelona to Madrid. And we mainly ignore most of it, the recent history and the modern history of a really fascinating place. That is Algiers. Is the light is blinding me? So, but if there are questions, we'd be happy.
Thank you
very much. We'd be happy to open this conversation with those of you who would like to comment or ask to Bushra about her work. We have to warm it up maybe a little bit. What are you working on at the moment?
Oh, that's a difficult question.
I had to ask it.
I know you are doing it like for a diplomatic purpose because it's something that you have to do. But I'm always a bit embarrassed to answer that kind of question, first because I'm very, very superstitious.
Uh-huh. Well.
Yeah, I'm sorry for this irrational
no.
answer, but it's true. The second one, what I can tell you is that it's a project I've been thinking of for years, and most probably it will be a feature film, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it will be a feature film.
Because your background is art, but you have been involved also in filmmaking, in let's call it serious filmmaking.
Actually, I was originally trained as a film historian. That's my original training. Then as a photographer, and I ended up, that's my big failure, being an artist. But it was not my original vocation. And to somehow continue your question, I indeed work with film history too. I mean, this piece relies on historical fact, but visually it also addresses a very specific moment mm-hmm. in film history. And I actually hesitated a lot to dedicate the film to Daniel Huyer, the longtime partner of Jean-Marie Straume, mm-hmm. because I'm a great admirer of their work, a big, big fan. And they were always in my mind when working on this.
Sure. Questions, alguna pregunta per part vostra? We do hope that we can see either at MACBA or elsewhere some other of your work in the future, but I hope that we can enjoy garden conversation during this period of time. So if there is if there are no other questions, maybe it's good to meet our audience more informally outside and continue or engage in other conversations. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your attention.
Gracias. Thank you.